855-90-BIBLE.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. 8:33 is our time, and of course, our community connection brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Tallgrass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by Our Best Bank. Howdy, Mr. Mayor. How you doing?
I'm good, Tom. It's a beautiful day today. How are you?
It's a lovely day in the neighborhood.
Yep, I like it. I like the fall. Fall's a really neat time.
It is.
And my grass quits growing, so I don't have to mow.
There you go. That's another great benefit of fall. So, Mayor Copeland, we had the meeting, of course, last week, but other things going on. The city never really sleeps. It never comes to a grinding halt. Even during the pandemic, it didn't come to a grinding halt.
No, in some ways, there's more to do during those down times. It's just not as visible, perhaps. But we didn't have a council meeting. There was no need for one. We try not to have those until they're necessary because everything creates more work and cost. But there's still a lot going on.
You know, we've got people who often think, you know, gee, if I could just get involved with City Matters a little bit, you know, maybe I'd learn a thing or two. Well, here's your opportunity.
Or maybe I could help them learn a thing or two.
There you go.
No, we do have a lot of things. I say it a lot, but it remains true that we have 20-plus committees, authorities, boards, and commissions. Each one of them focuses on an area like parks or streets, the golf course, the community center, economic development, the retirement group, the cemetery. There's just a lot of important committees. And what they do is come together, over 250 local citizens in their area of focus. They contribute their time, their wisdom and talents, perhaps drawn from their work experience. And they pull together a lot of great information that helps the city council when it comes time to talk about streets or talk about what the needs are at the cemetery or what does the golf course or the community center. And it's a terrific opportunity to learn more about the city. It's also a great way to have input that goes in most cases directly to staff and council. And it helps the city. It helps the city council, and I think overall we get a better community out of it. So we always encourage people. Right now, for instance, there's two openings on the Ambulance Commission. They meet infrequently. Two openings on the White Rose Cemetery Board, one opening on the Board of Adjustment. Visit Bartlesville has an opening, and the Construction and Fire Code Appeals Board has an opening. But even if you are interested in parks, you can always put in an application. You go to cityofbartlesville.org. You can download the app, fill it out, submit it. You can go by City Hall up on the second floor in the city manager's office, and they will help you or take the application. Even if you apply for something that might not have an opening now, that changes. The term's 2 or 3 years. People roll off of that. Sometimes folks move away, and things change. So they will put that on a file, and then the next time that particular committee has an opening, you're right there to be considered. All of these look for a breadth of experience. You don't want all the people on a group to be of the same background. So you have men and women, older people, younger people, people that work in this area, people that have expertise in another area, so that you have the scope and the scale that when you talk about what's a good parks project, well, you have a lot of experience from different people, people that still have kids at home, people that don't have kids at home, people that work downtown, people that work in other places. It really works well. And we encourage folks to do that, cityofbartlesville.org.
Now, we were talking about fall. We're going to talk late fall here. December 6th to the 10th, we've got a little something going on here.
Twice a year, and it's coming up in December. Now's the time to plan. It's not yet. I look out the window, Tom, and most of these trees are still holding on to their leaves. But before long, they're going to begin to let those go, and they're going to end up in our yards. You get to experience sometimes even your neighbor's yard's leaves as the wind blows here in Oklahoma. But there will be a free, and it is free. You bag. It's only for yard debris, but leaves and grass and sticks and twigs, even smaller brush, I guess you'd call it, as long as it's cut to 4 feet in length and weighs no more than 50 pounds. So during your normal day, the week of the 6th through the 10th, if you're a Monday or a Thursday or whatever, you would put that at the curb. Don't put it on your containers. Don't put it around your containers. The trucks need to be able to handle that. But put it somewhere nearby. Then they will pick it up. And that way you can get rid of that without any cost. Just bag it. No special bags, no special tags. It is free.
And don't get excited if the truck comes by and picks up your container first, your poly cart, and then drives away. Because the second truck is going to come by and pick up your yard stuff. Yep. I found that out after, you know, getting a hysterical phone call.
Those automated trucks have that really neat clamp that comes out and grabs, but it can't grab that bundle of twigs. So it is not uncommon. In fact, it is quite common that another truck will come by and those folks will load that up. But they will take care of it and it gets it out of your way. Some houses have one or two, but we've had homes that have lots of different landscape. They might have 50 or 100 bags, and it's a terrific way to get that cleaned up, go into the winter, and have everything looking good.
All right. You know, when it comes to streets, we share. We share because we have our own streets, and we also have our state roads that run through our community, and sometimes folks might get a little confused, but just remember, Highway 75 is a state, United States highway.
It's a U.S. federal highway.
And it's getting some good work, too.
It is. ODOT, Oklahoma Department of Transportation, is in charge of maintenance of Highway 60, Highway 75, State Highway 123. All of those run through Bartlesville, and they provide a great way to get around until they have work. And right now, 75, they started up near Frank Phillips. They're working south. I see this morning they're almost to the overpass at Adams, but it's going to be a great project. They're going in and milling, literally grinding off down 2 to 4 inches and then laying in new blacktop. That will be a terrific result. But while they're doing that, that big equipment is totally blocking. That's choking the traffic. Highway 75 has a lot of traffic anyway.
Yeah.
And so I tell people right now, we have north-south. You can go over to Bison, Madison, Silver Lake, the new, beautiful, amazing Hillcrest Drive.
Don't speed.
No, don't speed. But there's a lot of ways to get through town north-south. East-west, Hensley is an amazing way to get across town. There's only 2 stoplights from the golf course to the research center. So it's a terrific way to get across town when you're just needing to get from one side to the other. Use those alternate routes, and your blood pressure will be healthier.
It will. And besides, you know, on 75, this time of year, around Christmas coming up, nobody drives that road anyway. Come on.
Oh, nobody, except all of those trucks. And
making deliveries.
And it's great. I mean, to be fair, it's frustrating. But think about if we had no traffic, it would mean there was nothing happening. There's
That's
no commerce.
True.
It is good to have that traffic, but not while I need to go somewhere.
We all kind of feel that way at times, I know. Trick or treat. I'm going to ask you something that everybody asks you. And I'm going to give you, and you're going to give me the answer you give everybody. Hey, what are we doing for trick or treat in Bartlesville this year?
What's the city going to do? And the city is not going to. Trick or treating is great, and I know a lot of memories, but it's not something the city manages or oversees. This year, I think, is a real concern because it falls on Sunday.
Yeah.
And when are they going to do that? And we have the traditionalist that it's the 31st. It doesn't matter what day it's on. That's trick or treat. That's Halloween. Other people say, oh, no, it would be more convenient to do it another day. Mm-hmm. The city does not dictate that. I know several of the churches locally have programs that they're running for the kids. Other people want to go, you know, door to door. I drive around and see some really neat decorations that folks are putting up. But the city does not dictate nor set a specific date for trick or treat.
Very good. So you're on your own. Do those trunk or treats. Those are pretty good.
They are. There's a lot of neat programs in Bartlesville, a lot of things for the kids to do. Perhaps not the way it was when I was 7 years old, but that was a long time ago, Tom.
I'm with you there. A little smoke on the water. We've got some wastewater lines testing. And now, we had Mr. Lawrence in here a few days ago, and he was talking about smoke testing. I'm not quite sure how it works, but he says it works just fine
when
the weather cooperates.
What they do, basically, is if you could imagine under the ground lots of lines, pipes, and when you do something at your sink or in your restroom, it just goes away. I don't know. I don't care as long as it goes away. When it doesn't go away, then we're concerned. Well, it goes into our wastewater system, and that collects and travels and goes and is dealt with and is gotten rid of. It's great. We have situations because a pipe cracked, which will happen quite often over 100 and some years of history in Bartlesville. Someone decided, wouldn't it be cool to run my gutter downspouts into a drain and hook them into my sewer system? And so what happens is you go out, and they will notify people. This is not something that you don't know about. We were talking about this morning, but also they will, they're in a neighborhood. They're going to work, let me look here, make sure I don't get this confused, south of 14th Street and west of Santa Fe. So if you're south of 14th and west of Santa Fe, they will come in with the contractor. They basically inject or pump smoke into those wastewater sewer lines.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two kinds of what we would call quote-unquote sewer. There's wastewater and stormwater. Wastewater, we want to collect all of it. We don't want it to get out. We want it to stay in the system. Stormwater, on the other hand, there's nothing today because there's no rain. Then we have a classic Oklahoma thunderstorm roll through, and the streets are running curb to curb. Well, imagine if all of that got into our wastewater sanitary sewer system. It overloads it. It causes problems. So we want that to stay out. Stormwater should go into the ground or into the streets or into the stormwater system. So anyway, what will happen is the smoke would find its way out anywhere it could. And if there was a cracked line, you perhaps could see smoke coming up in the yard. You would see it at a manhole, obviously. That would be correct.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see smoke coming out of gutter, then you look and say, why is that gutter smoking? So that would be a clue that somehow the piping from those was incorrectly connected. And they would notify people, they make notes, they map it, and then we can go address it and keep our wastewater system proper and operating at top efficiency.
There you go. Sales tax revenue has been pretty good. Oh, yeah. I see that the county and even Dewey kind of following suit.
Yep. It's across the area. Dewey just announced, I know the city manager there, Kevin Treese, is a great guy, and he announced they were up. Obviously, he's excited about that, rightly so. We're up. They announced, I think, last time we had City Matters, that it was up over 19% last month. Over the year, we're up over 13%.
Mm-hmm.
And not only does that provide the revenue that the city needs to operate things like fire, police, trash services, wastewater, sanitary sewer, freshwater treatment and distribution, parks, all the things that the city does. But it also means that our citizens, our friends and neighbors are shopping locally. And that is a good thing. It's something that we've worked on for a long time, Tom, as you know, to bring in more retail offerings. In fact, I look around, there's construction happening here, there, and yonder for a lot of different things that will be new. So that's always good. The other thing that we're looking at, and this something goes back a decade or more, is the idea of fairness. And obviously in 1990, there really was very little internet of any at all, but that has exploded in the last 30 years. And especially after the COVID pandemic, as people were at home a lot more, and they found that they could go online and they could find something they needed, and it shows up on the porch in a few days. And that's great. But because of laws, the city of Bartlesville does not get the tax. Now, the state does. The state has called a use tax. But it's the same thing as the sales tax. So you're already paying use tax. Mm-hmm. You're just paying it at the state level. Bartlesville is the largest city in the state that doesn't have that. And I think that right now it's still in discussion, but perhaps by early 23, that's something that we would look to rectify and just make it fair. Doesn't matter where you get your deal or your thing. Mm-hmm. You pay the same tax whether you walk into a local store or sit with your tablet and order it online.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's coming along. I know Dewey reported a substantial amount of their sales tax was from the use tax. And that's not a surprise as people shop online. So that's something that's coming up, but we're very pleased to have sales tax as strong. It means our economy locally is very vibrant.
Indeed. And you're right. We've got construction all over the place. I run out of fingers to count when I see all the sticks going up there. I can finally get rid of my cans, man. We got something coming up here this Saturday, right?
Oh, it's been a long spell. As you recall, they had a fire at the Tulsa Recycling Center, and it was major, apparently, and it has been a long, long time getting that covered. And they still don't, really. I think they're accepting a few things, but not full operations. There's a company that had come to us several months ago called Replenish. And they have a new approach to this, which is to say it's not enough just to collect it and hope to find a home for it. They literally are matching up a company that needs cardboard or needs plastics or need cans from the people that have them and saying, you know, if we could get these people to collect their stuff and we could process it over to these people, that's what the goal is to get this back into use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and we've talked about this, Tom, before. The goal is, right now, I think they're looking for PET1 containers, PET1 thermoforms, aluminum cans, steel cans, corrugated cardboard. Everybody has a notion of what thing you are. Cereal boxes are not corrugated cardboard.
No.
They're pasteboard. Mm-hmm. They're looking for corrugated cardboard and glass bottles. So they're going to do this initially Saturday, the 23rd, coming Saturday at Lee Lake. They're north of the shopping area, north of the Lowe's. It will run from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. The focus on this is, has been for years, but especially now, to make this successful, clean bottles, clean containers, that, you know, you don't bring a bottle that's half full of something. You don't bring a pizza box that's still got cheese and sauce on it. That really just doesn't work for recycling. But if we can do that, all the people that have been faithfully saving their cardboard and their bottles and their milk jugs, this is going to be a great way to not only get rid of that, talk about cleaning up your yard, this would let you clean out the garage or wherever you store those things, but also to get it over into a productive use. And so we're really excited about that. We hope this group, Replenish, has success. They're talking about sponsorships, mm-hmm. that locals could get a little bit of a cash income acting as a collection center. So a lot of new things coming up. We're still learning about it, but that's starting on Saturday.
All right. And if you really want to know what's going on, right down to the last period and comma in the city business, you got a neat little online publication.
Kelly Williams at the city. Usually Tuesday afternoon. It varies. When there's a need, she'll do one more often. But typically Tuesday afternoon, it's called City Beat. And City Beat will do the normal things that we've talked about this morning. What openings are there on committees? How do you contact here? But in most cases, there are questions answered that you haven't thought to answer yet.
Oh, yeah. She's real good at posing them and answering them. Yeah.
What's going in at that place over next to the ABC store? Why hasn't the city done something about Highway 75? Well, because it's not the city's. So Kelly is much better at that than I am. She's a terrific communicator, and she will share information. Mm-hmm. Comes out on Tuesdays. There's actually, when you go to the city, cityofbartlesville.org, there's even an archive. So not just the one that came out this week. You can go back and look at last week, and it goes back at least a year or more.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific way to get information, to get it directly from the city. Not something, there's nothing wrong with this, but I heard from Bob at the coffee shop, whose wife told him that she heard from Sue that this or that, and sometimes things get a little muddied up in those discussions. You can go directly to City Beat, get the information. It's a terrific thing. If you subscribe, give them your email. It will just drop into your email as soon as it comes out, again, usually on Tuesday afternoon.
Looks like we've got a little bit of a trove here of things coming up here with water reuse and everything else like that.
Oh, we have our water reuse line that's going to help serve 2 million gallons and more per day when we need it to keep our city with plenty of water supply. There's a company that has said we'd love to come to Bartlesville and put in fiber optic across the city that would provide really high-speed internet connections, would provide the cable services for a variety of offerings for entertainment. We have, as we mentioned, new retail, new shops, new construction going up. The city is working on signage, welcome to Bartlesville, but also what's called wayfaring that helps you to get. I was out of town this weekend, and wife and some friends wanted to go to the biggest flea market in Arkansas. But anyway, a place called War Eagle. That you realize when you live here, you don't need that. But when you go somewhere, where is Johnstone Park and the Kitty Park? Where is Joe Allen Lowe? How do I find my way to Woola Rock? And these sorts of things. And so we're really working to increase that signage, which is hand-in-hand with our tourism efforts. So a lot of good things going on there. And as we started off this morning, it's fall. It's beautiful. The leaves will begin changing. Fall is a really neat time of year, and we're right square in the middle of it.
There we are. Remember, live. Shop, work, play in our hometown. It's the best hometown I could ever think of.
I like to go visit other places, but I want to come home. It's a great place to be.
So,
one other late breaking, Tom, news that I can share with you. Just heard this. We expect to have a city council meeting. Haven't set a date yet, so that's still forthcoming. But we do have, I believe, Monday, they voted on it. As you know, we've been working with the IAFF, firefighters, that working with their contract. We think we have that worked out. A lot of work on both sides went into that, and it appears that that has been resolved satisfactorily. The firefighters, I am told, have voted to approve that, so the next step is to have that contract brought to the council to be considered and discussed and acted upon. So that's a great piece of news that is a positive development, and we can move forward. A lot of good things happening in Bartlesville.
Very good, and I'm glad to hear that.
Yep.
And a lot of folks are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate it. Mayor Dale Copeland here, and you have been listening to our Community Connection.